Hey there, kindergarten teachers. Are you ready to make the first month of kindergarten a breeze? Introducing the First Month of Kindergarten Success Kit, your ultimate tool for starting the school year off right. This incredible bundle includes over 20 resources designed to help you and your students settle into the classroom with ease. Imagine interactive activities that guide your students through navigating the classroom, learning important routines, and understanding school rules. It's everything you need to set the foundation for a successful year ahead. That's not all. You'll find all the engaging lessons on phonological awareness, fine motor skills, and math basics like number identification that I use with my students in the first month of kindergarten. This is created by me, an experienced kindergarten teacher who understands the challenges of the first month of school. This kit is packed with tried and true activities that have been used in real classrooms. It's time to say goodbye to the stress of planning and hello to a smooth, organized, and fun start to the school year. Don't miss out on this essential resource. You can grab your first month of kindergarten success kit today and watch your classroom thrive. You can grab the success kit both in Teachers Pay Teachers and on my website. Both links will be in the show notes. Hi, teacher friends. It's Seba from Kindergarten Cafe, and we are continuing on our mini series all about routines for the month of August. So today I want to tell you the 5 routine mistakes that lead to chaos all year. Let's dive in. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Zeba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. So, classroom chaos, an unmanaged classroom, behavior issues, they start long before the behaviors actually become a problem. And a lot of it comes down to how we are proactive in teaching our expectations and routines and staying consistent with them and holding kids to those expectations, right? So I want to help you to avoid the biggest routine mistakes. I think there are 5 mistakes that teachers make that can cause chaos later on in the year. And some key things to remember, some key philosophies for the start of school. One is, I cannot claim this. I heard it from someone, but assume nothing, teach everything. This is so important in kindergarten. We need to assume that they're coming in knowing nothing, having no background knowledge of what it is to be a student. And then we want to teach them everything. Every little thing. When there are issues later on with behaviors, with classroom management, usually we can figure out it came from not breaking down routines into teaching every little tiny thing, assuming kids would know how to hold a pencil, how to write their name, how to glue on paper, assuming kids knew how to push in their chair or come to the rug. Like, I literally mean teach everything, and it is exhausting. That's why the first 6 weeks of school stink, in my opinion. I hate them. I really do. But you have to put in the work so that you can enjoy the rest of your year. It is so worth it. So the other key phrase, philosophy that I cannot take credit for is we go slow to go fast. It takes time to break down every little thing and teach every little thing that you want to teach. It takes time. It takes time to practice routines and be consistent with that. It takes time, but it will pay off. It will solve behavior issues before they happen. It will make it so that you don't spend your whole day putting out fires and you can actually get to teaching the students. So you will gain time in the long run, but yes, it takes time. And if there are admin curriculum people out there listening to this and or that are talking to you about this, like, they should not be expecting curriculum to start for the first, I would say, month of school, personally, because in kindergarten specifically, like, they need time to break down every little thing and to practice every little thing so that you can, if you can do that, if you can take the time to teach all these little tiny things and have them practice it, then when you jump into curriculum, they're going to be so much more successful. Okay. So I want you to remember those two things when I talk about the five mistakes that can lead to chaos. So the two things that I want you to remember are assume nothing, teach everything, and go slow to go fast. So the first mistake that teachers make is not modeling enough. Kids need to see, they need to visualize what it is you're expecting of them. So whenever I teach a routine, I always model the routine, and then I have some students model the routine. I pick students strategically. I pick a student that I think will be able to be successful at it. And I also pick a student that I think will need a lot of reminders, because the kids are going to want to do a good job for the class when they're being the model. Like, it's a big deal. They're going to want to do a really good job. So then later on, when they're wanting to be funny and the class clown and get kids to laugh or whatever their issue may be, you can say to them, hey, I know you can be successful at this because I saw you. You modeled it for the whole class. So it helps to pick a kid that you know will be really good at it and one that you know will need that encouragement later. I get questions a lot on, should you model the wrong behavior? And personally, I say no. I can think of a few times when I model the wrong behavior, specifically a lesson I have where I'm teaching about like sportsmanship and I'm showing good sportsmanship versus bad sportsmanship or poor sportsmanship. Like, that's like one of the only, like, some social emotional lessons where I'm showing the kids the wrong, quote unquote, wrong behavior is helpful so that they really know what we're talking about when they see it, when they are doing it. But like, for this purposes of teaching routines of the classroom, I don't want to put ideas in their head for what to do wrong or what to do incorrectly. And now there's a plane overhead. So if I'm showing kids how to use scissors appropriately in the expected way, I'm only showing them how to use scissors in the expected way. I'm not going to put ideas in their head of how to be dangerous with scissors. They might not have ever thought of that. I'm not going to do that. I'm only going to show them what it is they should be doing with scissors. So that's my answer to that about, should you model the wrong behavior? Because I do believe Responsive Classroom says to do that. Other programs might say to do that, but that's my personal belief, is that I save that for when I'm doing specific social emotional lessons, not for teaching routines and expectations. Mistake number two. So that was the first one, not modeling enough. Second mistake for teaching routines that can lead to chaos is moving too fast. Go slow to go fast, right? Just because they got it once doesn't mean they have it down. They need time to practice it. You need to go slow with introducing routines. Next week's episode is all about how I actually teach, like, launch centers for math and literacy. So you'll see it in action by what I mean by not moving too fast. But just because they have it down doesn't mean they're ready to just jump right in to it independently, which leads me to mistake number three. They're kind of linked. Assuming independence too early is mistake number three, right? You don't want to ask them to do too much too soon on their own. You want them to be successful. Knowing that routines take time, give it the time that it takes. Just because it goes well one day doesn't mean that they're ready to move on to just core academics. Like, no. Which kind of leads me to mistake number four, not revisiting routines. Just because you taught it once doesn't mean it's ingrained in them forever. That's true for academics. It's true for social emotional learning. It's true for classroom management. As I said in the last episode, every time that you are asking them to do the routine for the first few weeks of school, remind them of that routine before you start. Have kids remind each other about the routine before they start. Have them model for each other before they start. You should be constantly narrating what it is you're seeing that you want them to keep doing, right? So we're constantly revisiting routines in different ways until they can really be independent with it. And that being independent with it is not just about, do they know the routine and are they successful with it? But it also takes time because just developmentally, they're not there yet. They need support earlier on in kindergarten, and then they can be more independent when you break it down and give them lots of practice and give them time to be confident in it and are reinforcing what you're seeing. So it takes time. Mistake number 5 is being inconsistent. And I think this might be the biggest mistake because, as I've said in the last couple episodes, if you teach a routine of like coming to the rug and you really want them to be quiet when they come to the rug, which again, like, is that worth the battle? I don't know. It's up to you. I choose not to pick that battle, and I choose to make sure that my expectation is clear that when they are on the rug, they are quiet. It's not so much the transition because they are 5. But that's just me. That's me personally. You can do what works best for you. But if you are expecting them, take my example. If I'm expecting them to be quiet when they come to the rug, if when they come to the rug, and I guess I should clarify, it's not even like the minute they sit on the rug. It's like, because I'm not always there. I'm not always ready. I might be finishing up something and like then they could be talking and like, I can't stop them from talking because I'm not right there. And so my thing is having them be quiet when I am sitting in my chair and I'm ready to go. Like, I'll do a quiet signal. They have to get quiet all together because I might need a minute to set up, and like, it's not fair, I don't think, to expect them to be silent that whole time. So for me, I need like a human minute, a teacher minute. Like, I don't expect silence that whole time. So let's take my example where as soon as I'm ready to be teaching, I'll do a quiet signal. I need them all to be quiet. If they're not, and I'm starting to teach anyway, and they're not quiet, guess what? They're going to learn that I am not actually serious when I say they need to be quiet when I'm teaching. They're going to learn that it's okay to just continue your conversation and that there's going to be no consequences, right? They might also see what else they can get away with. Can they start new conversations when I'm teaching? Can they call out answers? Like, they can just start testing the waters with all the things because, hey, I could get away with this thing, so can I get away with other things? And it's not even them like being sneaky or malicious. They literally are not sure of what you're expecting because you said this, but then when someone crossed the line a little bit, you didn't care. So to me, being inconsistent is probably one of the biggest mistakes that teachers can make when teaching routines. If you're teaching a routine a certain way, you have to be consistent with how you respond when kids do not follow the routine the way that you are expecting, right? So if I come to the rug and they're chit-chatting, okay, like a quiet chit-chat, I'm not talking about going crazy, but they're chit-chatting and I get my quiet signal and they don't stop, I wait. I might even like tap a kid or two, draw their attention to the quiet signal, right? Point so they can see I'm pointing to my quiet signal. I don't start teaching. And then I might say, you know, that's really not how that routine is supposed to go, because now we're taking away our learning time. Like, you want to say why it's important. We're taking away our learning time because you weren't ready when I was ready. Like, when it is learning time, our brains need to be ready to learn. So our mouths need to be quiet so that our friends can hear what I'm saying, right? This is the important learning time. We can't do that if we're talking. So, you know, I don't care if you're chatting when you come to the rug, but as soon as I get my quiet signal, I need you to stop. So let's all get off the rug and we're going to practice that again. Who can show us what that looks like? Okay. Oh, wow. They're sitting quietly. Oh, they caught my signal right away. Look at that. They caught my quiet signal right away. All right, let's all try it. Or you could even say, listen, I wanted to let you chit chat when you came to the rug because I thought that made sense. But what's been hard for us is that when I do need you to be quiet, it's been really hard for you all to stop your conversations. So I think for the next little bit, or I think from now on, we need to be quiet when we come to the rug. That way we can be ready when learning is starting. So let's practice that now. Let's all come back to our tables. Who can show us how they silently come to the rug, right? Like, if their routine is not working, for example, I'm letting them chit chat when they come to the rug. So that way they're not ready when it actually is learning time. Like if that's not working for the class in front of me, then I change it up. So maybe that's too much wiggle room. And I have to say, it's not working. We're going to have to do it silently so that we're really ready for learning. Let's all try this again. Right. But then I have to be consistent with it, consistent with my expectations, consistent with my reaction, consequences, right? All of that. So those are the top five mistakes that teachers can make when introducing routines that lead to chaos later on. The first is not modeling enough. The second is moving too fast. The third is assuming independence too early. The fourth mistake is not revisiting routines. And the fifth mistake is being inconsistent. So I want you to remember my two key philosophies here. Assume nothing, teach everything, and go slow to go fast. If you want to see exactly how I teach routines, grab my back-to-school product in the first month bundle. It has my exact lesson plans. I lay out exactly how I teach every routine, when I teach it. It's a really good resource. You also can grab my classroom community bundle for help with other classroom management things and building community and all of that. And stay tuned next week because I am teaching you exactly how I launch my math and literacy centers step by step. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.